good job up there. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Merry Christmas, James. I love you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you. Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Macon.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I love that name. It's beautiful. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Got any for me, buddy, old pal? Thank you.
How about me? Thank you, too.
Well, did you get everything that you wanted for Christmas?
在圣诞节的时候，你有没有得到你想要的礼物呢？
I hope you did, because God's blessed us so much.
我希望你都是因为神对我们有很大的祝福。
And we just experienced Christmas, and next week we have New Year's to look forward to.
刚刚我们过了圣诞节，接下来是我们要欢迎新的一年。
So this morning I wanted to preach a New Year's message, and hopefully it'll challenge us in our personal walk with God. And as individual members of the body of Christ.
在这个岁末年终的时候，对基督徒、对基督身体的每一份子来说，今天的信息对你们去挑战如何与主同行。This morning
I want us to examine our personal lives.
要我们来反省一下，看看自己的生命怎么样。I
want us to believe that God is going to do a miraculous work in our lives and in the life of our church in 2011.
我相信在2011年，神会在我们每个人的生命，在我们教会当中行奇迹大事。
First, let's learn from a prayer from a 17th century nun.
我们先首先来看一看，在一个17世纪的一个修女，她说过一句话。
And I want you to listen to this very closely.
我先请大家很小心的听。
Which says, Lord, You know better than I know myself that I'm getting older and will someday be old.
当我一天天变老的时候，有一天真的会变老的时候，主啊，仍然知道我比我自己知道自己还要多。Keep
me from the fatal habit of thinking I must say something on every subject and on every occasion.
不要让我在每一件事情上、每一个事情上都发表自己的意见。
Release me from craving to straighten out everyone's affairs.
让我不要总是希望去改正别人的行为。
Make me thoughtful but not moody.
让我去关心别人，而不是一个很情绪化的人。
Helpful but not bossy.
让我去帮助别人，而不是要去指导别人。
With my vast store of knowledge, it seems a pity not to use it all, but you know, Lord, I want a few friends there at the very end.
虽然好像我年纪增长，知识变多，那好像不放知识帮助别人是一个很可惜的事情。但是主啊，求你帮助我，在我最后的时候，我还是要有一些朋友。Sometimes
we think young people are more subjected to temptations of life. Could you turn that down a little bit? Just a little bit.
我们常常想到年轻人可能容易接受到试探。
But we encounter a new set of temptations at every stage of life.
但事实上在我们人生的每个阶段啊。
Satan tempts us senior adults as mercilessly as he tempts the seniors that are in high school.
就像高中三年级的学生一样，年长人好像面面变得缺乏恩慈悲。
Although the allurements might be just a little bit different. That's why it's important to keep growing in our faith.
所以我们重要是我们自己要保持我们神的信心。
Job 32:7 in a free translation says that as our years advance, our wisdom should increase. We can't outgrow temptation, but we can't overcome it with increasing strength as we age gracefully in the Lord.
在约伯记32章第7节里面讲到，他把翻译 从白话翻译出来的时候，当我们在神的 年岁里面慢慢年老的时候，我们要回避，我们虽然不能够回避试探，但是我们可以借神恩典，我们可以克服神的这个试探。
In chapter 9 of the book of Joshua, the Gibeonites deceived Joshua and the nation of Israel, pretending to be from a distant land and wanted to make a peace treaty with Israel.
在约书亚记第九章里，我们看到基遍人他们欺骗了约书亚，告诉他们是在远方的一个民族，欺骗约书亚跟他们签一个和平的条约。
Joshua basically made a covenant with Gibeon, and the treaty guaranteed them from protection from the invading Israelite army as well as other neighboring city-states in the region.
约书亚跟他们订了一个合约，保证他们不会受到以色列军队的骚扰，也会保护他们不受其他邻近国家的侵略。
The title of the message is When the Sun Stood Still.
今天我们正道主题是当日头站立不动。
First point is a word from Gibeon.
首先我们看这个基遍人的话。
Now Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that Joshua had taken Ai and totally destroyed it, doing to Ai and its king as he had done to Jericho and its king, and that the people of Gibeon had made a treaty of peace with Israel and were living near them.
在约书亚记第十章的第一节 记载到，耶路撒冷王亚多尼喜德听见约书亚夺了爱城，进行毁灭，怎样待哥利哥、耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也照样待爱城和爱城的王，又听见基遍居民与色列人立了合约，住在他们中间，就甚惧怕。
He and his people were very much alarmed at this because Gibeon was an important city, like one of the royal cities. It was larger than Ai, and all its men were good fighters.
第二节跟着说，因为基遍是一座大城。
Of Gilgal, do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us, help us, because the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us.
基遍人就打发人往基甲的营中去见约书亚，说：“你不要袖手不顾你的仆人，求你速速上来拯救我们，帮助我们，因为住在山地亚摩利人的诸王都聚集攻击我们。”
The kings of the region were afraid because Gibeon was a royal city and his men were great warriors.
在那当地那些五个王，他们害怕基遍，因为基遍的都城市像都城那么大，城里面都是勇士。
Joshua's greatest fears were realized when he got the news that five neighboring city-states have amassed a huge army and were marching on Gibeon because they wanted to punish them for making a covenant with Israel.
当时约书亚的恐怕事情真的是发生了，就是那五个王他们聚集了他们大军，准备要进攻基遍，因为他们要惩罚基遍，因为基遍向以色列人订了合约。
Joshua got the word from Gibeon. The word was urgent, urgent.
基遍约书亚从基遍人得到的讯息是说情况紧急，情况紧急。
Do not abandon your servants. And he says, help us, save us.
基遍人说不要袖手不顾你的仆人，来拯救我们，来帮助我们。
Joshua and Israel's integrity was on the line.
约书亚跟以色列的诚信受到了考验。
And Joshua and Israel had been deceived into signing a treaty and probably never dreamed of being drawn into this massive war with the five city-states.
当初约书亚跟以色列人受到欺骗，跟欺骗签的合约，他们万万没有想到，他们要面对这五个王的大军。
And Joshua honored the Gibeon treaty by gathering up all of his army and marching all night to rescue the Gibeonites.
约书亚执行了他的诺言，他聚集了以色列的军队来向基遍去，来拯救基遍。
And Joshua was a man of his word, and we should be people of our word as well.
约书亚是一个守信用的人，我们今天我们也要做一个有信用的人。
The story goes about a college man who walked into a photography studio with a framed picture of his girlfriend.
跟讲个故事，有一个大学生有一天带着他女朋友的镜框的照片去到一个照相铺。
He wanted this picture duplicated.
他要求这个照相铺的人帮这个照片 来复制一张。
This involved removing it from the frame. And in doing this, the studio owner noticed that the inscription on the back of the photograph.
当这个店里人要把这照片从框里拿出来，在这框子反过来之后，他看到后面写的几个字。
My dearest Tom, I love you with all my heart.
我亲爱的汤姆，我全心的爱你。
I love you more and more each day.
我对你的爱是与日俱增。
I will love you forever and ever.
我会永远的永远的爱着你。
I am yours for eternity.
我是永远永远属于你的。
It was signed Helen and it contained a PS. If ever we break up, I want this picture back.
但在后面他写一个注脚说，如果我们分手了，你要把这张照片还给我。
Now we have a word from God.
现在我们来听听神怎么的回应。
The word was, "Do not be afraid. I will fight for you."
神说，不要怕他们，我要为你征战。
So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men.
于是约书亚和他一切兵丁并大能的勇士都从基甲上去。
And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I will give them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you."
耶和华对约书亚说，不要怕他们。因为我已将他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。
After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise.
约书亚就终夜从基甲上去，猛然临到他们那里。
And the Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, and who defeated them in a great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon and cut them down all the way to Azekah and Makeda.
耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃乱，约书亚在基遍大大地杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯和伦的上坡路击杀他们，直到亚西加和马基大。
Joshua and his men marched the 25 miles from Gilgal to Gibeon under the cover of darkness.
趁着黑夜的时候，约书亚和他的军队从行军25里，从基甲到了基遍。
It was a tiresome journey with the ascent of 4,000 feet up steep and difficult terrain.
这是非常困难的一个行军，因为他们要上升海拔4000尺，而且当时那个地形非常的困难。
And there was no opportunity to rest.
在行军过程当中，他们没有休息的时间机会。
The army was fatigued and they were fighting a very difficult foe.
到达的时候，军队非常疲劳，而且他们所面对的是一个很强的一个敌人。
Surely God must intervene, or the battle would be lost.
如果不是神的介入，以色列人没有办法打这场仗。
And the next slide, we have a picture of the battle scene.
我用下一张的投影幻灯片告诉你当时的战场的情况。
And up there we have Gilgal. We have Gilgal to the right, and we can see where the armies would have marched down to Gibeon.
在右上角，你看到基甲那个虚线，就是他们行军的路程到基甸。
And we see to the right there how all the kings would have come up and gone against Gibeon.
在右边，你看到这五个王，他们集合军队来向基甸进军。
Then on the left-hand side, we see how Israel's army then.Attacked the massive army of the five kings and how they vanquished all the other city states in the area.
在这图的左边，你看到以色列军队怎么样跟这五个王的军队作战。
And there's one more picture here, and it shows you some of the terrain of Israel.
下一张投影片幻灯片告诉你那你的地形是多么的困难。
That's the kind of terrain they would have been marching across.
这就是当初以色列军队所行军的地形图照片。
There are some days which are so extraordinary when the combination of events and opposition are so difficult that we can honestly claim nothing like this has ever happened before.
过去在你生命当中有很多不如意事情发生，有很多人在反对你，让你真正说，哎呀，这是我从来没有遇见过的一天。
The victory at Gibeon was a miracle sent by God.
基遍战士的胜利是神对以色列人所行的一个神迹。
First, there was a hailstorm where men slaying huge hail fell from the heavens onto the Canaanites, and there were more of them killed by the hail than there was by the entire Israelite army.
当初行的神迹就是神降下大的冰雹在这迦南人的身上，让因为冰雹而死的人比以色列军队所杀的人还要多。
Joshua was wanting to capitalize on the situation. He recognized that under the cover of darkness, that these fleeing armies might escape.
约书亚要利用这个机会来知道说这些逃跑军队，不然的话会在晚上会逃跑。
Then he did something amazing, something that occurs nowhere else in Scripture.
然后约书亚做了一个行为非常奇妙的事情，这个事情在经文里面别的地方没有记载到的。
We'll read chapter 10, verses 11 through 15.
我们将读这个第十节到第十五节。
And they fled before Israel on the road down to Beth Horon and Azekah, and the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstones than were killed by the swords of the Israelites.
在十一节说到，他们在以色列人面前逃跑，正在伯和伦下坡的时候，耶和华从天上降大冰雹在他们身上。直降到亚西加打死他们，被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多。
Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon, over the valley of Ajalon.
约书亚就祷告耶和华，在以色列人的眼前说，日头啊，你要停在基遍，月亮啊，你要止在亚伦谷。
So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself of its enemies. As is written in the book of Jashar, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day.
于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在亚萨尔书上吗？日头那天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。
There's never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告没有像这日的，因耶和华为以色列征战。
Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal.
约书亚和以色列众人回到基甲的营中。
The long day in Joshua 10 must be explained.
这个很长的一天在记录在约书亚第十章，我们要解释一下。
What actually did happen on that long day?
到底在那个长长的一天当中发生了什么事情？
The answers are numerous, like it could have been an eclipse or refraction of the sun's rays.
这解释可能有很多，譬如可能是个日食啊，或者是日光的反射等等。
The best explanation seemed to be the views that in the answer to Joshua's prayer,God caused the rotation of the earth to slow down, so it had made a full rotation in 48 hours rather than 24 hours.
最好的解释就是神回答了约书亚的祷告，神让这个地球的转动缓慢下来，那有48小时来转动一周，而不是24小时。
Or it could have been a local miracle extending the light in just one area.
或许是当在局部的一个神迹，让阳光能够继续照射。
Regardless of how it may have happened, The sun standing still was a miracle.
不管它怎么发生的，这日头站立不动就是一个神迹。
And it seems apparent that these views are supported by the book of Jashar, which is a Hebrew literary collection of songs written in poetic style to honor the accomplishments of Israel's leaders.
这样的事情记载在亚撒尔书。亚撒尔书是一本希伯来的文学著作，它里面收集了所有称赞以色列领袖的一些诗歌。
Another example of the book of Jashar is David's Lament of the Bow in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 17 to 27.
另外一个在亚撒尔书中记载的事情，就是在撒母耳记下一章二十七节里面提到，这大卫所做的功歌。
C.S. Lewis said, and no sermon would be complete without a quote from C.S. Lewis.
我们总是要记录，来引用 C.S. Lewis 的写作。
The mind that asks for a non-religious Christianity is a mind in the process of relapsing from Christianity to mere religion.
如果基督徒他心里面没有想说会有神迹出现，那这个基督徒的他的心态就跟一个信一个普通宗教的人一样。
An important fact that should not be overlooked is that the sun and moon were principal deities among the Canaanites.
另外一个重要的我提出来就是说，太阳跟月亮对迦南人来讲是他们的神。
At the prayer of Israel's leaders, Canaan's gods were compelled to obey.
当以色列领袖在祷告的时候，这些太阳跟月亮都要听从。
And this disturbance to their gods must have been terribly upsetting and frightening for the Canaanites.
对迦南人来讲，这样的事情，对，因为他们认为太阳跟月亮上面神，而都要听以色列人祷告，使他们内心感到非常惧怕。
The secret to Israel's triumphs over the coalition of the Canaanites were found in these words.
在以色列人能够对迦南人的联军得到胜利，这个秘密是记载在这个经文里面。
Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
就是因为耶和华为以色列人征战。
In the answer to Joshua's prayer, Israel experienced a dramatic intervention of God on behalf of them, and their victory was assured.
因为应验神听了约书亚祷告，所以神亲自介入，代表以色列人来跟他们征战，使他们确保他们得到胜利。
So I said all of this so I could make some application to our lives.
我讲这些东西，看看到底这个对我们的生命有什么应用。
Because you first of all have to give biblical principles in order to have a proper application to your personal life.
首先我们有圣经的真理，我们看着真理怎么样在我们日常生活当中能够应用出来。
By the way of application, as united members of the body of Christ, I believe in 2011 that God wants our church to be an Acts 1:8 church.
我们是基督在基督身体里面一个联合的一个分子，在我相信在2011年神会要我们教会做一个使徒行传一章八节的教会。
I believe God wants to save many people through our church and mature the spiritual lives of our people.
我相信神会用我们来让更多人得到拯救，也让我们的灵命能够更成熟。
An Acts 1:8 church is an Acts is a church that believes in going out into its community, into the city, and into the county, into the nation, as well as into the world, with the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ.
一个使徒行传一章八节教会，将神的爱和基督耶稣改变生命的福音带给社区、城市、国家、全世界。
How can we who are members of this church encourage our church to become obedient to Acts chapter 8.
对一个委身在这个教会的会友，如何彼此鼓励，令我们的教会成为一个使徒行传一章八节的教会？
Anybody know Acts chapter 1 verse 8?
大家知道使徒行传一章八节讲的是什么吗？
Stand up and quote it for us, Brother Howard.
Howard 弟兄，你可以站起来读那段经文。
I'll get you, but, okay.
In English.
Or Chinese. No, let them do Chinese. And do
Chinese easier.
I'll do it.
Go ahead. He's right, brother.
He's right. What? Anybody in English? Anybody know it in English? But you shall what? Receive power after what? The Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. And first of all, we need to recognize that every believer has been commissioned by God to be a witness.
怎么样做呢? 首先我们要认识到我们每一个信徒都是被神所差遣的一个见证人。
So you might pay me to be the pastor, but you're still supposed to be a witness too.
虽然你们雇佣我这个牧师, 但是你们还是要去传福音。
We need to seek the Lord continually.
我们要不断地来寻求神。
We need to love compassionately.
我们要彼此热爱。
And we need to lead by casting a vision that of what God can do through this church's ministry.
我们要顺从在我们教会事工中神所赐下的意象。
Back in 1988 and 1989, Debbie and I were missionaries in Brisbane, Australia, where Pastor Teo's at right now.
1988年到1989年，我的太太 Debbie 跟我在澳洲 Brisbane 地方，就是现在张牧师的地方，是一个做一个宣教士。
We started a church there called Redland Shire Baptist Church.
我们在那里成立了个教会，叫做 Redland
Shire Baptist Church.
Redland Shire 浸信会。
And we sent out about 13,000 flyers into the area, telling them about the beginning of our church.
我们送出了什么13,000张的这个传单，告诉他们这里成立了新的教会。
And the first Sunday, as we were meeting in the school, we had about 40 people come for our very first service.
在第一次主日崇拜的时候，我们是在一个学校里面的礼堂崇拜。那天有40个人来聚会。
They wanted to hear what this American had to say.
他们要听听这个美国佬他要讲什么东西。
And then that very first service, there was a family came Phil and Bronwyn, and they came with their three boys.
那天有一个叫 Phil Brown 跟他的家人三个孩子一起来了。Stephen,
Sam, and Greg were their boys.
Stephen, Sam, and Gregory 是他三个孩子的名字。And
I have a letter here, and we correspond with them every year.
每一年我们都跟他们有通信。
And I was going to let Uncle Bill read it, but it looked like it's been written by a doctor, so you can't read the writing on it.
因为他写字很潦草啊，他们要我读，我没有办法读。
Your turn. Okay. To Terry, Debbie, and family.
亲爱的 Terry 跟 Debbie 跟你的家人。
We hope you're all in good health and that you've had a good year.
希望你过去年当中有健康的身体，也有快乐的一年。
We've had a very busy year.
过去年我们非常的忙碌。
In September, we sold our home at Milner Place, and we are currently renting in Kapalaba.
在9月份呢，我们把我们的房子卖了，现在在地方租房子住。
And we lived in Kapalaba when we were in Australia.
那个地方叫 Kapalaba， 以前我也在那边做宣教师。
And they say that they're in the process of buying a new home there.
哦，他们正准备买一个新的房子。
In October, our oldest boy Stephen married and his girlfriend of 2 years, Martina.
10月份的时候，我儿子跟他相交2年女朋友 Martina 结了婚。
They have both finished their first year of medicine.
他们都在医学院的第一年的读完了第一年的课程。
And Greg, our youngest, has finished year 12 and plans to study engineering at University of Queensland next year. Grade 12.
我的小孩子 Greg 12年级学生，他准备在 Queensland 大学读工程。
We still are at Cleveland Baptist, which is growing.
我们仍然在这个教会聚会，这个教会还在慢慢的成长。
And the best news of all is our second son Samuel went forward and got baptized this year.
很高兴的是，我的第二儿子叫 Samuel， 他今年受洗了。And
then they had some other words of encouragement to us.
他们还有很多对我们讲一些很鼓励我们的话。
You see, as you minister in people's lives, you can make a difference for eternity for them and for their family.
当你去服侍一个朋友、一个弟兄姊妹的时候，你会在生命里面有做一个永恒的一个改变。
What Debbie and I did 22 years ago in taking this young family and ministering them and helping to mature in their faith.
在我跟Debbie在22年跟做事情，就是来服侍他们，让他们信心能慢慢的成长。
We had them in our home time and time again, going through NAVPRESS material.
我们常常请他到我们家里面来查经。
And we saw them grow in their faith.
我们亲眼看到他们信心是一天一天的增长。
We saw them commit their lives to Jesus Christ.
我们看到他们对把我们生命能够交给耶稣。
And over the years, we've seen them raise their boys in a good, solid Bible teaching church and see their, each and every one of their boys come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
过去年岁当中，我们看到怎么样用圣经的话语教导他的孩子，让他的孩子一个一个的都归向了耶稣。
What I'm challenging you to do is to get involved in someone's life and make a difference in their life for eternity.
今天我想挑战的是，你们愿要不要继续像你的朋友你也来影响他们的生命，让他们生命做一个永恒的改变。
And I want us just like Joshua was to be resolute.
我所要求你们的就是像约书亚一样，有一个是一个有决心的人。
Joshua knew that this 25 mile march would be exhausting, and the battle at Gibeon would be dangerous and deadly.
约书亚清楚知道这二十五里行军是非常的疲劳的，而且非常的危险的。
More than anything, he wanted to be obedient to the Lord and in the will of God, no matter the cost.
那他要求的不管付什么代价，他们要顺从服从神。
And I want you to key in on this, and that is that as he obeyed the Lord, he got a word from the Lord and experienced a miraculous day like no other day.
当他顺从神，他相信神，神所给他的这一天，这一天在历史上从来没有发生过的。
When we are determined to follow the Lord and obey His word, God will take care of things that is outside our control.
当我们决心来顺从神、跟从神的时候，神会帮我们的做我们能力做不到的事情。
God alone can He's the one that performs the miracle of changing hearts of our brothers and sisters and saving those for which we're praying.
这个神是会。是在我们弟兄姊妹当中会做改变他们的工作。
I also believe that God can provide a building for our entire church to worship in 2011.
我相信在未来一年里面，神会供给这个教会一所教堂，让我们教会所有的人都能够在教堂里面崇拜。
I'm tired of worshiping Gretchen's house.
我实在是很不喜欢。
I want to worship in God's house.In 2010, I saw many acts of love and kindness and self-sacrifice demonstrated by our people.
在2011年当中，看到很多的弟兄姊妹，他们在无私的在奉献，在帮神工作。
I saw sacrificial giving on the part of our people.
我也看到很多人能够做出很多牺牲的奉献。
I saw people.In our church, taking time out of their lives to encourage others to grow and mature in their faith.
我也看到我们很多弟兄姊妹，他们花自己时间来帮助别的弟兄姊妹，让他灵命能够得到成长。
I saw our people sharing the gospel and souls saved and baptized to the glory of God.
我也看到我们弟兄姊妹能够向人传福音，让这些人能够受洗归向神。
I saw our people demonstrating the love of Christ.
我看到我目睹到我们教会弟兄姊妹用神的爱来彰显神的爱。
I saw the faithfulness of our teachers, what I like to call the guardians of our kitchen, and our leaders and our other servants in the ministry.
我也看到我们的老师，我们在厨房里面服侍弟兄姊妹，他们那样的摆上。
I saw our people showing hospitality to those who needed friends and family.
我也看到我们教会。的人，他们用爱心来款待那些有需要的朋友跟家人。
And let me say that your faithfulness and your love for Christ has encouraged me to be faithful to the Lord.
因为你的忠心，你的基督爱，也鼓励了我，让我能够忠心。
It's time to quit pushing and start pulling together at the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
此刻在我们教会中。叫我们教会中所需要是团结，而不是彼此的排挤。
Amen to that.
大家同意吗
？In 2011, God wants us to persevere in His will. He wants us to serve Him. He wants to expect great things from His hand of mercy and grace.
在2011年，神要我们来在他的旨意当中能够坚忍，来服侍他，能让我们能够期待在这个他的充满恩慈恩典的手，他会帮我们做大的事情。
Ask God for a word today.
今天你就求神给你一句话。
Seek His face and obey His voice.
寻找他的面来听他的声音。
Let's be resolute in following God and expecting a word from Him as we obey Him.
当我们做一个有决心的人，来跟随神，来经验他的话语，来服从他。
Secondly, God wants us to remember.
第二，神要我们记住。
Before the battle, God told Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them."
在这个约书亚在征战之前，他告诉他不要怕他们。
So Joshua turned the event into an object lesson so they would never forget the kind of God that they served.
因为这样子他们学习到约书亚学这个功课，就神永远不会放弃他们。
When it was all over and the five kings were to be executed, Joshua said to the people in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 25,
让他们知道他们神是怎么样的神。在约书亚记十章二十五节，约书亚在告诉他的百姓说，
Do not be afraid or dismayed. Be strong and courageous, for this Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you will fight.
经文上这样记载说，你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，应当刚强壮胆，因为耶和华必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。
Remember how God has been victorious for you in your life.
记得神在你生命当中怎么样带领你得胜吗？
Remember the wonderful things God has done for you in your life.
在你的生命当中，神是帮你做了一些很奇妙的工作呢。
Do you have a first-hand experience of how God loves you and how He has been good to you?
你有没有第一手的经验来经验到神怎么样爱你，他怎么样的来好好的对待你？
God has worked amazing miracles in all of our lives.Uh-oh, that's a miracle. It's gone. Hello.
在所有人的生命当中，神都行了奇迹。
Remember this year when you face the impossible, that you're to be strong and courageous. Why? Because God will fight for you.
记住，在今年当中，如果你面对一些不可能的情况的时候，你要记住，你要壮胆，因为神。会为你征战。
The Chinese evangelist Leland Wong keeps three verses on the top of his stationery.
一个著名的中国人的宣教士叫 Leland Wong， 有没有知道他中文名字 ？Leland Wong。
Joshua 10:13 says the sun stood still.
他写在他的那个的信纸上写了三个重要的事情。第一个就是约书亚记十章十三节讲到日头止住了。
Second Kings 6:6 says the iron did float.
第二个事情写的是《列王记下》六章六节，这个斧头浮起来。
And in Psalm 48:14, it says, "This God is our God."
接着在诗篇四十八章十四节讲到说，他写到说，这神永永远远为我们的神。
And as we look at these passages today, I want you to remember that the God of Joshua is our God, and we will be victorious in Him.
当你读这经文的时候，我要你记住，约书亚的神就是我们的神，他会让我们得胜。
We are blessed in our church to have two New Year's celebrations.
在我们教会里面，我们有两个新年的庆祝。
Let us consider just for a moment the American New Year, which starts in just a few days, January 1st, 2011.
首先，我们来看一看这个西元的新年马上就要来了。
And I want you to listen to this last illustration.
我要你听听我接下来讲的下面一个故事。
Many, many years ago, King George VI addressed the British Commonwealth on New Year's Eve at the turn of a moment in history where the whole world was standing on the brink of uncertainty.
在许多许多年以前，英王乔治六世在一次新年的除夕向大英国协发表演讲，当时的世局非常的不稳定。
Despondency was in the air, and the people didn't know.Where to turn?
当时气氛充满了沮丧、失望、意气消沉，因为人民不知道要去该相信谁。
As he closed his message, unknown to him, his body itself was being racked by cancer. Before the year was over, his life was going to be lost.
在他做他结束演讲的时候，那时候他不知道他的身体有癌症，但是他也不知道他活不过未来的这新的一年。
With all the uncertainty of the world and unknowing his own physical problems, he uttered these memorable words.
面对这个一个不稳定的世界局势，跟他自己健康的情况不稳定，他说出下面一些非常醒人的话。
I said to the man at the gate,
我向着守护时间的人问
of the new year. God, give me a light that I might walk safely into the unknown.
给我亮光，让我在未知领域中我可以安全的行走。
And he said to me, walk out into the darkness.
这人回答他说，走出来，走到黑暗里面去。
Put your hand in the hand of God.
把你的手交给神的手。
And it shall be to you safer than the light.
这样的话，比你有光来，你会行走得更安全。
And better than the known.
在未来，因为他知道未来是什么。
Because God knows what's in the darkness.
因为神知道黑暗里面是有什么东西。
I challenge all of us today to put our hands in the hand of God and walk out into this new year knowing that God is on our side and He will fight for us.
我今天向你挑挑战，把你手交给神，你可以大胆进入2011年，因为神知道将来发生什么事情。
Go out in obedience, trusting that you're going to get a word from God and He's going to work a miracle in your life in this next year.
相信神，向神寻求一句话，让他在你的未来一年2011年中行神迹奇事大事。
I'm not a television evangelist and I'm not saying you're going to get $1 million.
我不是一个在电视上做宣教的人，我不会告诉你说你会得100万。
But I am saying if you want God to work a miracle in your family's lives to come to know Christ.
你如果你愿意在你生命在你家庭中有愿意看到神迹奇事的话，你要来到耶稣面前。
It's time to pray and ask God to work in their hearts and lives.
我们来祷告，让神在我们心里面做工。
And if we want us to come together as a family and be united and make a difference in this community, we need to pray and get a word from God.
让我们大家像一家人一样能够聚在一起祷告，让我们的教会能够在这个社区当中做一些改变的事情。
I want to hear from you what God's doing in your life and how great He's been to you in 2011.
我愿意在2011年当中听到神怎么样对你说话，怎么样在你生命当中行了大事。
And I want us all to go together this next year, serving the Lord together, trusting that He is going to bless our church in a way that He's never blessed before.
我要求你们能够顺从神，相信神他会在我们教会里面行大事。
Because we're looking to God for the strength to give us to do what we cannot do ourselves.
因为我们知道神他能够做我们的能力所做不到的事情。
I just trust and I pray that God will give us the best year in 2011 we've ever had, both as in your homes and your families as well as in our church.
不管在你家里面或者我们教会里面，2011年，希望你神能给你一个美好的一年。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
God, thank you, Lord, for our church family.
神啊，谢谢你给我们这个一个教会的家庭。
I pray, God, we will seek, Lord, to walk honestly and obedient to you, Lord, in 2011.
在2011年里面，我们愿意很诚实的跟随你，来服从你。
I pray, God, Lord, you look at the purity of our hearts and you'll bless us, Lord, accordingly.
让我们有一个纯洁的心来跟随你。
I pray, God, as we obey you, Lord, we'll look around and we'll say, there's never been a day like this that I've ever seen.
就在未来当中，主啊，我们愿意见到有一天，这所发生事情是从来在我生命当中没有发生过的。
And as we look up to you, we'll say, our God is fighting for us.
我们愿意见到跟神说，神啊，你在为我征战。
Lord, I think about my family members who need you as their Savior. I think about some of the men and women that I work with that I need to share my faith with.
见到跟我一起，我的同事，我们知道他们也需要福音。
I pray God, I'll walk out by faith, Lord, and I'll be obedient, and I'll trust God that you will change hearts and lives.
我相信在我们的服从你，听从你的引导，你会做改变生命的事情。
And God help all of us, Lord.To make a difference in people's lives for eternity.
主啊，让我们能够在人的生命当中，让他们在永恒当中有一个改变。
May we be an Acts 1:8 church, God, that seeks, Lord, to share the gospel, a life-changing gospel, and the compassion of Jesus Christ with this world.
愿意我们教会成为一个使徒行传1:8的教会，有这个爱心热心，能够把福音传给我们的周遭。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.